This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Friday. Made it back to the weekend. And just a note, I'll be off next week. My daughter's winter break in New York. So next week's shows are already done, uploaded, and it'll be more or less a best of so far with some of my favorite stories picked out along with the parody spots. Now, celebrity birthdays, they'll still be current at the end since birthdays don't change. So hope everyone will enjoy those fill-in shows. But for now.
My favorite stories of the day.
And we'll start in Huntsville, Alabama. This is where WAFF NBC 48 is reporting 63-year-old Russell Crumley was pulled over this past Sunday night, arrested and accused of driving under the influence, DUI. But Crumley might be in luck.
At Crumley Blackwell Price, we have the experience, resources, and guts to fight for you and get the results you deserve. Call Crumley Blackwell Price.
That's his name in the firm's title, and it looked a lot like him in a commercial posted to YouTube. Crumley is a partner at that law firm, and among their listed specialties, DUI defense, right there on their website. So, a DUI attorney, arrested for DUI.
There's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
Also, this past Sunday, and this has gotten national attention, a Seattle man was in the stands watching his son on the ice in a youth league hockey game. From here, let's refer to the police report that ABC News got a hold of, because that report says the man told cops his son was punched and kicked for about 30 seconds during the game. You know, hockey. But that the referees did nothing to stop it, you know, like in hockey. But police say the dad was not liking the way hockey was being done, so he went charging out there. No skates. And that is the sound of parents in the stands not liking what they saw, which was a man walking up to the refs and shoving both to the ice. Now, the Pacific Northwest Amateur Hockey Association posted a video to social media, and normally some fans might want to do that and might even cheer for that instead of the shrieks and oh my gods we heard yell there. But those parents did not see a man pushing the refs. No, they saw a man pushing 13 and 14-year-old refs. And that is why Seattle police say the guy then left the arena. But they caught him at a traffic light not far away. And that's when cops say 42-year-old Uriel Cortez Gonzalez told them he was just trying to defend his son, even though the 13 and 14-year-old refs told cops they had already broken up the fight and were talking over what penalties to give while standing there when that man charged up and shoved him. KOMO-TV is reporting everyone was fine. Police documents say the man's son told them he was not hurt during the fight. You know, it's hockey. And now dad is up on a misdemeanor assault for not liking how hockey is played. To the penalty box, buddy. And we'll stay on the crime beat because police in Batesville, Mississippi are on the lookout for a suspect, about 5'7", wanted for felony fleeing and disorderly conduct. Last seen on Highway 6 near the Co-op and Hyundai dealership there in town. This is in a police report. It goes on to warn folks in town to use caution and not even honk if in a car. Just leave the suspect alone because they say she's scared. And police put out a wanted poster because they say they just want to help her get home safe because she's an emu. An Australian native emu has been running around that town all this week in northern Mississippi, about an hour south of Memphis. Cops were having fun with this, but we're asking folks to not try and catch it because it will charge and it does have an owner looking for it on horseback, riding around trying to find Emu the Great. That's the name they put on the wanted poster. So asking folks to just call police if an emu runs by. And personal advice here, don't tell them you just saw a roadrunner. Back after this break. But before we hit pause, check out this DJ's podcast.
It's the Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real Hip Hop and R&B matters. The Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
Frank McAllister was an average guy working an average job, walking down an average street in his average town when he was hit by a runaway Ferris wheel. The expenses were staggering, but Frank didn't have to worry because he had the Medical Express card. When you've got the Medical Express card, you don't need to worry about a thing when it comes to healthcare costs. It's all taken care of. If you're crossing the street and you get hit by a speeding pickle truck,
you're covered.
Say your dog confuses you with a burglar. Whether you need just a few stitches or extensive, expensive plastic surgery,
You're covered.
Even if you accidentally get a French fry stuck up your nose.
You're covered.
It's as simple as that. Get the card, the Medical Express card. Don't get sick without it.
A relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibinac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibinac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibinac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch.
Ask your doctor about
Sibinac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards. Wow.
And now for the world around us.
I saw in Japan's Mainichi newspaper or on the website how a woman was arrested Monday in the southwestern city of Fukuoka because she was accused of squashing a sweet bun in a convenience store. The police are saying this 40-year-old woman is facing a destruction of property charge for this because by her account, she only pressed it lightly in her hand to check the bread's firmness. By the store owner's account, however, she picked up a package of four buns and poked her right thumb into one and then refused to pay. Now, cops say the bun's wrapping was not torn, but because the sweet bun did not return to form, a squashed up bun cannot be sold. Now, the Mainichi's reporters say they cost 181 yen, or about $1.19, so for that, the woman was arrested for a thumb in a sweet bun. But before we think they're being a bit petty, the store's owner told cops somebody had been coming into the store lately and poking and squashing other sweet buns, so he had been on the lookout for this serial sweet bun molester. They think they found her. And in England, South Yorkshire, a 25-year-old man was just sentenced the Monday before last to 3.5 years in prison for breaking into a home early last year in Besakar, snatching the homeowner's keys, running out, and then driving off in the person's BMW. But cops say the guy was not a good driver, and that caught their eye because officers were either nearby or responding to the break-in call when they say that BMW zipped by a patrol car, swerving in and out of a lane. So police say the thief hit the gas from there and led officers on a high-speed chase of up to 80 miles per hour before losing control and crashing into a railing. But that's when cops say the man jumped out and ran off into a neighborhood and found a hiding spot in a backyard garden behind a home. So he thought enough to hide, just did not think enough, however, about the fact that he ran through snow to get to that hiding spot, and his footprints in the snow led right to him. Now, either he didn't see it or hoped cops wouldn't find him, but they did. And South Yorkshire police say 35 minutes after the car was stolen, they followed the footprints in the snow right to 25-year-old Josh Manfield in that backyard garden. The homeless man fessed up to burglary, car theft, and other traffic violations for the chase. Now to slang and the semi-current saying that someone is a snack when that person is attractive. Yeah, also in the UK, as a Valentine's Day promotion, Domino's Pizza is trying to make people smell like snacks because they're now selling pepperoni-scented perfume. Yeah, the pizza chain is using this to promote their pepperoni passion pizza in Britain, and it comes in a pizza-shaped bottle. Yeah, Domino's set up a contest on their website for people to enter until Monday for a chance to win a 30-milliliter bottle of its limited edition Eau de Passion, described as a smoky, spicy scent. So anyone looking for a gag gift that says, I love you, smelling like pepperoni pizza, here you go. Celebrity birthdays next.
Why should people in self-driving vehicles have all the hands-free convenience? Why not have your own personal robot behind the wheel?
Hi, where can I take you today?
Introducing Drobot. Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a Drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not get your new driving buddy today?
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum, I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Valentine's Day, Friday the 14th. I wish the real world would just stop hassling me. Of Matchbox 20, singer Rob Thomas is 53. Actor and comedian Simon Pegg, 55. Tony, singer and producer Dwayne Wiggins, 64. Jennifer's sister, actor Meg Tilly, 65. Opera soprano Renee Fleming, 66. The quiet one, Teller, of the magician duo Penn and Teller, he's 77. And so is old CBS sports announcer Pat O'Brien. Miss hearing him during March Madness. The insider and Access Hollywood host, also 77. James Brown in the 60s and 70s, Parliament Funkadelic in the 70s and 80s, and with Prince in the 90s and 2000s. Talk about a resume. Saxophonist Maceo Parker is 82. And on Saturday, rapper Megan Thee Stallion is turning 30. Guitarist and singer Gary Clark Jr. will be 41. Incubus singer Brandon Boyd, 49. UB40 singer Ali Campbell, 66. Model Janice Dickinson's turning 70. The Simpsons cartoonist Matt Groening will be 71. Actor Lynn Whitfield, 72. Actor Jane Seymour, 74. Looking through the eyes of love. Singer and actor Melissa Manchester, also 74. One of Motown's main writing teams, aside from Smokey, Brian Holland of the Holland Dozier Holland team will be 84. And Sunday the 16th, actor Elizabeth Olsen will be 36. We're going at it tonight. Hot Shell Ray, singer Ryan Felice will be 38. Rapper Lupe Fiasco, 43. Actor Mahershala Ali will be 51. I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking. Rapper and actor Ice-T will be 67. Actor LeVar Burton, 68. And the greatest American hero, actor William Catt, will be 74. And then Monday, because we were just kids when we fell in love. Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran will be 34. Actor, DJ, and heiress Paris Hilton, 44. And actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt, also 44. On my own, here we go. Green Day singer guitarist Billy Joe Armstrong will be 53. Denise Richards, the actor, will be 54. Singer Shantae Moore, 58. Comedian Larry the Cable Guy will be 62. Actor Lou Diamond Phillips will be 63. And actor Rene Russo will turn 71 on Monday. A long list of weekend birthdays, but done with another Real Pod newscast. And I hope we all have a lovely Valentine's Day that lasts through the weekend. And I'll be again sort of off all next week, spending my daughter's winter break with her. But the show goes on. Put together a couple of reruns of favorite stories so far with some of those favorite parody ads, and celebrity birthdays will be current once again. Can't rerun those. But thanks as always for listening, and have a great weekend.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.